And a very good Tuesday night. It is sectional Class 3 basketball on the Fox 96.9. The Class 3 District 9 champions, Liberty Eagles, are taking on the Class 3 District 10 champions, Seymour Tigers. And you win this one, you make it to the quarterfinals, which will be played Saturday in Republic at 1 p.m. That's that tip-off time. But big game here tonight. And the Liberty Eagles and the Seymour Tigers. Seymour comes into the contest at 20-7, Tyler.
Yep.
They're in the Summit Conference. You know, we were just talking about one of – hey, they're – They went toe to toe with Hartville. They went toe to toe with Norwood. They went toe to toe with Mansfield, Greenwood, Gainesville, Sparta, Bakersfield. I mean, those are really good basketball teams. So the Seymour Tigers, they're game. They're ready.
Yeah, they're ready. But they're running into a Liberty Eagles team right now that's red. I'm talking red hot. Longest winning streak in school history.
19
most wins in a regular season.
26.
We're set up for a dandy here tonight.
Well, I love it. It is full.
Oh, postseason state play. This as a player, as a coach, as a fan. This is the atmosphere you want to be in.
Starting for this sectional, Missouri State Class 3 sectional game, for the Seymour Tigers, Braylon Johnson, number 12, Wyatt Henry, 23, Truman Helms, 24, Reese Hepko, 25, and Nolan Henry, 32. So, you know, I mean, you at size. I mean, you've got going through the size, you know, 6'8", 6'3", 6'3", 6'2".
It's the most accurate or the best matchup that Seymour has faced all year.
For Liberty, same five, Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Carter Ellett, Paxton Hunter, and Drayton Wells. And we go to center court, Wyatt Henry, Drayton Wells. Tip will be taken by the Seymour Tigers. Helms will start it with Braylon Johnson. And they're going to do a little give and go outside. Tip, loose basketball, almost a takeaway.
Jump,
and it's a jump ball.
And a turnover.
Possession arrow to the Liberty Eagles.
Parker Toon with a nice hustle there. He poked it loose. And then went back and was able to get a tie-up.
Ellett will toss it in to Alex Toon. Alex Toon hands it off to Parker. Parker.
And we're going to get an offensive foul right there on Parker.
Forearm.
And it was.
Yeah.
Been kind of extended the arm a little.
So both teams swap turnovers. Seymour will toss it in. Johnson. Right side, Johnson fields it over to Nolan Henry. Shot outside into the corner. It's a three in and out. No good. Ellett pulls it down. Wyatt Henry with the three. Alex Toon catches, gives it to Ellett. Ellett bumps bodies, goes up. No good. He's fouled and will shoot two underneath the basket.
Going to get Hepko, number 25, Hepko on that foul.
Carter Ellett, a freshman, 6'4", freshman. First one is good. Again, a full arena.
Oh, it's loud. It's hot. It's loud.
Carter Ellett will pull the trigger on the second one, and he makes the bull. 2-0 Liberty. Wyatt Henry will bring it down the floor. Wyatt's going to be picked up by Alex Toon. Wyatt will start it with Johnson. Johnson penetrates in, kicks it back out, almost gets it tipped. Helms catches. Helms back off to Wyatt. Wyatt Henry reversed it to Nolan. Nolan bounced it to the high post, turns around, kicked it back out. Here's a three, hand in the face, up, no good, and Ellett comes up with the basketball. He's going to push it, kicks it into the corner. Paxton brings it back out top to Parker. Liberty now will set up, try to get some offense. Double screen set out top. Parker's going to take it to the rim, goes up, can't get it to go, fight for the rebound, jump ball, possession arrow, Seymour.
Not a bad look. If the shot didn't, you know, shot didn't fall, but he got to the rim.
Yeah, Seymour's leaving three underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Seymour with the basketball, Johnson, high post, Hepco. Hepco kicks it off. Helm, boom, hits the three. 3-2 ball game. Seymour. Liberty brings it down the floor, looking at your radio dial, left to right. Liberty working to the right. Alex Toon behind the volleyball line. Puts it on the floor, is going to drive in. Short pull-up jumper. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Hepco. Hepco gets it to Johnson. Johnson again, this time starts it at the free throw line. Kicks it to the wing. Back out top. Helms gives it up to Hepco. Hepco brings it back out. Wyatt Henry. Wyatt Henry works against Parker. He's going to drive. Kicks it underneath. Reverse layup. Good. Nolan Henry. And it's a 5-2 ball game. Seymour with the lead. Liberty with the basketball. Alex Toon's going to be picked up out top by Wyatt Henry. And there's going to be a foul.
Yeah,
that's going to be on Nolan Henry.
His yeah, they matched up. They went matched up man-to-man in that possession here.
Yeah, I was just fixing to say Wyatt Henry, they had guarding Alex Toon. Alex brings it down the floor. Johnson will pick him up this time. Alex gets it to Parker. Parker into the corner. Ellett for three. Hits the rim. No good. And it's going to be picked up by Braylon Johnson. Seymour with the lead and the basketball. 5-2 here in the first quarter. Driving high off the glass. Up no good. Carter Ellett with his third rebound. Kicks it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon at the wing. Feeds it right back to Carter Ellett. Carter brings it back to Alex. Alex.
Oh, there's your post.
Yeah, there was. Paxton's working inside. Back out top. Alex. Liberty will reset. Kicks it back to Ellett. Ellett feeds it inside to Paxton. He's fouled. That's going to be on Johnson.
That's what Liberty's got to do. They got to keep pounding that ball inside. Seymour is respecting the inside presence of Liberty a lot right here in this, in, you know, this opening quarter.
Liberty stacks on the far side. Ellett to bounce it in, looks and gets it to Paxton. Paxton in the middle of the room, or middle of the paint, goes up, no good, out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch by Seymour. Truman Helms.
Seymour being it. Very physical underneath. We weren't sure what this matchup was going to look like physicality-wise, but
Alex Toon catches in the corner, brings it back out top. Parker Toon spots to the left. They go to the right. Carter Ellett for three is good.
Freshman's got all 5 points.
5-5 is where we're at. 4:20 to go in the first. Seymour with the basketball. Hepco's catches at the free throw line, pulls it out. Nolan Henry. Nolan's going to put it on the floor. Now kicks it over to Johnson. Johnson fires the three off the rim, no good. And the rebound's going to be taken by Drayton Wells. Wells gets it to Parker. Parker to Alex. Alex takes it into the paint.
Good look.
Oh, bounces it to Carter Ellett. Carter Ellett with the fadeaway up, no good. Rebound taken by Wells and the putback.
Big boy basketball underneath tonight.
How it needs to be. 6'8 against 6'7 or 6'8, 6'8, however you want to look at it. Hepco, he's going to put it on the floor. Drive, shoots no good. Wells with the rebound. Wells finds Paxton. Paxton Hunter will hand it off to Parker. Parker Toon bounces it to Alex Toon. Out by the timeline, Braylon Johnson gives him a little cushion. Man-to-man by the Seymour Tigers. Pitches it to the wing to Parker. Oh, he was there. Parker makes a drive to the lane, bounce pass to Wells. Up, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, no good. And a foul that's going to be on
Henry.
Wyatt Henry, his first. Drayton Wells will shoot two. Got to fight. that's what both teams are doing underneath. Drayton Wells hits the first one. 8-5, Liberty.
Wells will square up for the second free throw.
It is up off the iron, no good, and last touch by Paxton Hunter. See more basketball.
Paxton did a good job getting position there. He was
slid in underneath.
Just couldn't hang on to it.
Nolan Henry to Johnson. Johnson back to Nolan.
High post. Inside. Alley-oop. They try. And they'll kick it back out. Wyatt Henry pulls up for three, and it's good. Second three, and that ties it up at eight for the Seymour Tigers. Parker to Carter. Back to Parker. Parker floats it into the corner. Alex Toon. Guarded by Wyatt Henry. Parker. Carter Ellett. Carter Ellett feeds it to Wells. And charge on Carter Ellett. Second charge.
You're going to get alternate coming in for Pack Hunter.
So Blaine into the ball game. Liberty wearing the red, trimmed out navy blue. Seymour in the white, trimmed out in maroon. Braylon Johnson starts it with Helms. Deep three, top of the key.
Wyatt Henry, that was behind the volleyball line.
Liberty. We'll start their offense. Alex Toon. Parker Toon to pops out and catches between the circles. Parker looks to make the move. Going to go inside. Shot fake. Another charge.
I mean, he didn't even make contact.
No. So Parker picked up his second with 1:52 to go, 11-8 score. Seymour with the lead and the basketball. Braylon Johnson, again, out top. Braylon, now they get it to Helms. Another deep three. Boom! Wyatt Helms. That's back-to-back threes from behind the volleyball line. Hey, you know what? I mean, I'll give it those.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to guard him out there.
Yeah, you're not doing anything wrong defensively. Now, if it's in the fourth quarter and he continues to make them as close, yeah, you might have to do something. But right now, and a jumper for Drayton Wells. About a 15-footer.
14-10, 105 left in the first.
Seymour with the lead. Braylon Johnson starts it and then gets it right back. Drives up and no good. Rebound Wells. Wells to Paxton Hunter.
That's there, Ultimat. Right
Paxton
there.
Hunter.
Ultimat's wide open on that wing.
Inside, Paxton Hunter goes up too strong. Wanted some contact.
Yeah, he was anticipating the contact coming after the first initial bump instead of just going up strong.
Out top, Wyatt Henry working against Carter Ellett. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Ellett. Checking into the ball game, Colin Zimmerman, 14. Colin comes in for Nolan Henry. Truman Helms will be the trigger man on the baseline for the Seymour Tigers. He throws it out top to Johnson. Rolls it over to Zimmerman. Zimmerman brings it off to Helms.
Liberty matches up in a man-to-man here.
Now out top, Wyatt Henry. Wyatt Henry to Johnson. Down to 12 seconds. They're going for the last shot. They'll spread it out. Top of the key. Bounce pass. Almost a turnover. 3 seconds. A three throws up, and it's good. So, 17-10. Wyatt Henry goes off for 12 in the first. Liberty down by 7 at the end of 1. We'll be back in 60. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox. All righty. 17-10. Seymour. And it will be Liberty Basketball to start the second. Alex Toon out top. Looks in a 3-2 zone now by Seymour. Ellett brings it right back to Toon. Alex, boom, he hits a deep three. 17-13, Seymour. Truman Helms will bring it down the floor this trip for the Tigers, picked up by Paxton Hunter.
I say Liberty stays in that man-to-man.
Yep. Off to Wyatt Henry. Back out top.
Here's short three, short,
and Wells gets another rebound. I don't think Wells ever seen the shot.
I don't either.
Carter Ellett for three more. Off the rim, no good. Get it inside, boys. Johnson at the wing. Johnson will back up now. He's also got Wyatt Henry out top with him. They kick it to the wing. There's an open three. Count it.
Three Hepto. Yeah, you got kids hitting threes that normally don't even think about shooting threes right now.
Well, six threes is kicked out of bounds, stays with Liberty. Seymour's made six threes,
six of ten,
and 6:40 to go. But, I mean, that's their game. That's kind of what they do. Liberty now again, Parker Toon on the bench with two fouls. We may, you know, it'd be nice to be able to leave him on the bench this half.
And, you know, stay right in this.
Carter Ellett, Blaine Altermat, inside, double team. Paxton Hunter up and in for two. Yep, see that time, Drake Wells threw the double team.
Got wide open. High post flashing to the block.
20-15, Seymour with the basketball and the lead. To the wing. Tried an alley-oop taken away by Carter Ellett. Carter out top. Trying to do a little too much.
Just pick it up.
Yep. We don't need Carter to go coast to coast yet. In the corner, Blaine Altermat brings it out top. Inside. Nice pass.
Get
Ellett. Feeds it in to Paxton. It doesn't fall. Paxton will shoot two. That's a really good pass
that
by
was.
Carter.
It was. Kind of jumped to catch the pass and threw it inside before he ever came down.
Yeah, it was like hot potato. You know, I mean, he just touched it and zipped it in there. Foul is going to be against Truman Helms, his first. Paxton makes the first one.
You got Henry coming back in for
25. Hepto,
yep.
Second free throw is up, and that's no good.
That's a
foul.
Yep.
That's a hold, yeah. And that's going to be
two on Nolan Henry.
A second team foul for Seymour.
Yeah.
So it'll be Liberty basketball.
Hepto comes right back in.
Yep. Carter Ellett to inbound. They pitch it to Altermat. Altermat, Alex Toon for three. Off the rim, no good. And a foul on Paxton. That's his first.
And he got that foul. The ball actually hits the rim, and it hits the rim again. And everybody, had the ball not hit the rim the second time, it wouldn't have been a foul because everybody was already going.
Yeah. Braylon Johnson for Seymour. Penetrate. Kicks it into the corner. Dribbled. Back out. Handed off to Johnson. Johnson again drives. Kicks it into the corner. Here's a three. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Altermat. Altermat gets it. Alex Toon. 20-16, Seymour. Paxton Hunter.
Oh, there he was. Wide open.
Alex Toon looking inside. Skips it. Carter Ellett. Now rolls it inside. And a foul that's going to be, that may be two on Wyatt Henry.
Yeah, it is.
And that'll get Nolan Henry back into the ball game for Wyatt.
Which also has two fouls.
Starter Ellis inbound on the baseline. Pitches it. Alex Toon for three. Hits the rim. No good. Out of bounds. Last touch by Seymour. Colin Zimmerman had a piece of it for the Seymour Tigers. Couldn't hang on to it. Alex Toon will inbound. And
goodness gracious. Let the kids play ball.
Oh, that's two on Pax. So, Cooper Holden's going to come in for Liberty. Cooper, Pax is like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was watching the inbound, so I'm not saying it could have happened. You know, it happened away from the ball.
Yeah, it did on the inbound pass, but, I mean, there was not even any contact there.
Seymour with the basketball. Helms into the corner. Johnson for three. And rebound taken by Wells. Alex Toon at the wing. And over to Altermat. Altermat feeds it to Wells. Wells walks. Is that three?
I got up to four. Four turnovers.
And Seymour with four?
Yes.
2016, 4:28 to go in the first half. Seymour with the basketball and the lead. Helms catches. Helms takes it in. Shoots no good. There's a foul.
Well, a lot of fouls. Good three. They got Ellis.
Ellis, that's his second. Third team foul. Total.
I mean, there is a pretty good basketball game going on here. If they would just leave it alone and let them play.
13 fouls have been called. 2-4-6-7. 2-4-6. Yep, 13. At the line, Truman Helm. Shooting two. First one's no good.
We got Parker Tim coming back in for Ellis.
Now look for, you know, Seymour. They'll go right at him.
Yep.
You know. Second free throw is up, and Helms makes the second one. He's got 4 points. 21-16, Seymour. Inside, Wells, short baseline jumper. Again, Seymour's going to be happy giving Liberty that.
Yeah, they want to keep them out of the lane.
Yeah.
Now, if they can keep them in that 10 to 12 footers, they'll let Wells shoot that all night.
Right. Liberty needs to get it closer. Here's another three. Put up and in. Count it. Truman Helm. Seven threes, and Liberty turns it over. 24-16. Liberty gets it right back. Alex Toon with the layup is good. 5 points for Alex Toon. 24-18. Seymour with a 6-point advantage and the basketball. Zimmerman fields it over to Nolan Henry. Nolan into the corner, caught by Hepko. Hepko brings it back out. 3:10 to go. Here's a drive. Leaner, scoop shot. Good. Nice move by Braylon Johnson. That's his first bucket of the game. And Seymour goes up 26-18. Out. Liberty turns it over. Parker
was kind of flat-footed right there.
And they were kind of pushing. Just pushing, you know, trying to make things happen.
Well, I think Parker was thinking Alex was going to go in deeper, and he was going to trail. And he was looking for probably a bounce pass in the lane to the basket. Seymour shoots another three. Off the rim, no good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Parker, Alex Toon for three. Good. timeout, Liberty. 26-21, 2:35 to go. And we'll keep it here during this timeout. Congratulations, Willow Springs Lady Bears. They knocked off Sparta last night. They were down at one point in the second half, 13.
In the fourth, they were down 13 and came back to win it.
Won it by two, so the Willow Lady Bears will play again Friday night. All that's on our webpage, OzarkRadioNews.com. Go to the sports section. Other area boys teams in it. You know, Hartville's playing tonight. They're playing Eugene. Bunkers, they're playing.
They're playing at Kabul.
Yep. And we've got a five-point game here in 26-21, Seymour.
Seymour's just filling it up right now.
Yeah, they're shooting the lights out.
Ball.
And, you know, they've got seven threes in the game.
7 of 14 in the
50%.
Yeah.
I mean, they're... And as a coach, you'll take that.
Absolutely.
You know, keep shooting.
But, you know, they're 7 of 14 and only up 5.
Yeah. Well, Liberty has answered back with three threes, but Liberty's got 6 points. Eight points in the paint. So, Seymour basketball. 2:35 to go in the half. Seymour with the lead and the ball. They're up by 5. Raylan Johnson. Again, the Summit Conference, they know how to spread it out and run clock. There's the drive. Dish underneath. And in for two. Epco. Holden. Gets it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon. They pitch it on the baseline to Altermat.
There's kind of a pass that was deflected inside, landed right in Altermat's lap in that short corner.
He said,
absolutely, I'll take that.
Yep, Blaine's first bucket of the game. 28-23. Seymour feeds it back in block. Picked up, though, by Johnson. Here's a three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound, Altermat. Parker Toon catches. Liberty can chip away right here if they can get a bucket to fall. High post to Wells. Wells kicks it back out to Parker. Parker will reset out top. Gets it to Alex Toon. Now running high post is Parker. Blaine Altermat in the corner. He's going to take the shot up. No good. Wells with the rebound. Wells puts it up and in for two more.
Attaboy. Getting dirty inside.
Three-point ball game. Seymour with the advantage under a minute to go. With the drive. Here's a kick in the corner of three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound will be controlled by Seymour. Block shot. Out of bounds.
No. That should be Liberty ball.
Should be, because Braylon Johnson had it rolled off, and Coach Harrell's inquiring about it, but the official was right there.
Yeah,
so
he was.
39 seconds to go. Seymour basketball. They have a three-point advantage. Looking to toss it in, bounce fast, and it's a takeaway. Parker Toon to Wells. Back to Parker. 30 seconds to go. Parker's going to drive, shoots and scores.
28-27.
21 seconds to go. Seymour will spread it out. And look for a kick out, top of the key. Johnson to Zimmerman now. Zimmerman, Helm.
10 seconds.
Back to Johnson out top.
5.
Johnson's going to make his move.
2. It's over.
And the shot, no good. So, at the half, the one-point ball game, 28-27, Seymour. And here's the storyline. Parker did not pick up the third foul.
Yeah.
He's got two. Carter Ellis got two. Paxton Hunter's got two. That's the three players you want guarding, you know, Wyatt Henry.
Yep.
But on the other side,
I'll tell you right now, Parker Cooper Holden
has done, yeah,
has done a fabulous job on Wyatt Henry in late in that second quarter.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he was locked down. I mean, excellent defense.
So, for Seymour, you know, Nolan Henry's got two fouls. Wyatt Henry's got two fouls, and then you've got three players with one. But a lot of fouls called in that first half. Looking at the scoring, you've got Braylon Johnson with two, Wyatt Henry with 12, and that all happened in the first. And it was all three.
Yes.
And Truman Helms has seven, Reese Hepko with five, and Nolan Henry with two. For Liberty, Parker Toon with two, Alex Toon with eight, Carter Ellett with five, Paxton Hunter with three, Blaine Altermat with two, and Drayton Wells with seven. Seymour led after one, 17-10, but, you know, could only muster 11 second half points. Liberty scored 17 in the second and 10 in the first. So, you know, they just kind of flopped almost, you know, a little bit. But it's a dandy one. We knew it was, I mean, we knew it was going to be a good one.
Yeah.
There's no ducks left.
No.
You can't hide now.
No, you got to go. You got to go. And everything that you've got, all the tricks that's in the bag, bring it. It's do or die.
You ain't saving anything for tomorrow.
No. So, I mean, it was hard for Liberty to kind of get in a groove in that first half just because of the fouls. You know, every time that they started, you know, the tempo got right, it would, you know, the fouls would just take, you know, just take
slow
the wind
it back down.
Yeah, just slows it back down. And I don't know. I mean, it's a shame because I'm not saying they're not fouls, but they haven't been fouls up to this point. And, you know, it is part of the stage that you're set in.
Yeah, you got to adjust to that.
You also need to be consistent with what you played the last 2 months.
Well, yeah. No, I hear what you're saying. We talked about it as soon as we got here and were setting up. It's like, well, new officials.
Yeah.
And how this works, you know, these officials may be from Northern Missouri, up to Kansas City, or Joplin, or, you know,
yeah,
St. Louis. I mean, the officials now kind of,
they get assigned.
They get assigned, and it's, you know, all these officials, they're going to call it as they see it. And as a player, and as a coach,
you have to adjust to that. And Liberty hasn't adjusted very well in that first half.
Yeah. So, there's where we're at. 28-27 at the half. Seymour by one. We'll take a break and we'll come back with the second half. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Have no idea. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Oh yeah, there we go. Makes 2-0. It's 28-27, Seymour with the lead. And the teams will swap in. It'll be Seymour basketball to start the second half. Both teams will come out with their starting five. Johnson. Liberty, they're going to fall back. They're just fall back into their zone. Here's a three from the wing. Hits the rim. That's out of bounds. Liberty basketball. You know, hey, Seymour was bombs away. And if, you know, defensively, some folks will say, well, man, you let them shoot the three. A lot of those, that's fine. They made them, but.
Yeah, I mean, there were some 27 footers in there.
And Liberty just turns it over. I have that as their seven.
Yep. Me too.
So neither team scores on their opening possession. Let's try it again. Nolan. Henry for three. Off the rim, no good. Wells, rebound. Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter looks to drive it in to the baseline. Kicks it. Parker Toon for three from the corner. Up, no good. Wyatt Henry gets the rebound. Long pass down the floor. Wyatt Henry feeds it. Blocked shot. Picked up by Alex Toon. Oh, foul the call. Alex with the short pull up. Hits the front of the rim, no good. And Wyatt Henry with the rebound. Alex took it into traffic. Tried to teardrop, tried to close over, just caught the front of the rim. Wyatt Henry almost had, oh, he turns it over! Alex bops it up. Alex Toon, reverse layup is good.
Liberty takes the lead. First lead since 6-5.
Yeah. Seymour now looks to drive, spins, bounces it to the block. There's a kick out. Here's a three off the front of the rim, no good. Johnson with the putback, up, no good. Rebound taken by Parker Toon. Parker Toon looks to take it in deep. At the blocking foul. And the bucket. And the bucket. So an old-fashioned three is on the way.
They're going to get a 30-second timeout by Seymour.
Yeah. 20, well, and now it's up to, it should be 31-28,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, I think they were waiting on the referee for the official call.
And Truman Elms picks up his second.
Yeah, there it is. It's 31-28. Liberty going to the line to shoot one.
Hey, great big huge thank you, Liberty Bank, branch of West Plains Bank in Mountain View. You know, if you're thinking about property, maybe you finally reached a point in your life, and we've got friends that have. You've reached that point in your life where it's time to start thinking about the next few years, and having that own piece of dirt that you can hunt on is it can become a reality. Just go on down and talk to the folks at Liberty Bank. Also, the anchors, can't say enough about Lynn and the support that he gives. And great breakfast, man. They got food there all the time. It's good. Their stinking chicken strips are as big as your hand.
Yeah.
And really, really good. Taylor Grewball Chevrolet, the old-fashioned three won't fall. Epco gets the rebound for the Seymour Tigers. 31-28, Liberty. Johnson starts it with Helms. Johnson bounces into the corner, shot fake. Bounce pass back inside, shot up, no good, rebound, and the putback is good for Wyatt Henry. He's got 14. 31-30, Liberty. 3-2 matchup is what Seymour's throwing at Liberty right now defensively. Paxton Hunter, Parker Ellis, inside, back to Parker Toon. Parker Toon, up and in for two.
Going right at Wyatt Henry. Knowing he's got two fouls already.
Johnson's going to penetrate, drive high off the glass, up and in. Johnson now with 4 points. 33-32, Liberty. Alex Toon, again, 3-2 zone, what we're seeing out of Seymour, trying to jump pressure out top. Paxton picks the dribble up, skips it across to Parker. Parker Ellett puts it on the floor, gets it inside!
All right, that was nice. Good look. Was able to get the ball to Wells on the low post, and he was able to just make a bounce pass to Paxton Hunter, who was wide open.
Back on the opposite end, Helms catches. Picks it up, throws it into the corner to Johnson. Johnson against Alex Toon. Kicks it out. Here's a good look at three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Hepco. Seymour reset. Here's another three. Deeper. Boom. Count it.
They were too close, Tyler.
Yep. Ties things up at 35. Truman Helms. He's got 10 now. 4:20 to go in the third. Alex Toon pulls the trigger on three. Off the rim, no good. And a foul against Liberty.
Yeah, they're going to get Wells on that.
Yeah.
That's all right.
That's his first. 35-35, 4:14 on the clock in the third. Seymour with the basketball. It looks like they'll have Truman Helms in the backcourt. He'll start the offense, and they'll move Johnson and White Henry out to the wing. Johnson catches. Picked up by Alex Doon. Looking to make the move. Kicks it. Here's a three. Goes up. Off the rim. No good. Hunter with the rebound. He'll pitch it to Alex Doon. Alex Doon. Parker Doon. Parker Doon gets the double team. Finds Wells. Wells hands it off to Alex. Alex brings it back out top. Paxton sets up on the right wing. Go left wing to Parker. He comes out to the volleyball line to catch. Now he'll use the dribble, top of the key. Puts it on the floor. One-hander off the rim, no good. Yeah. Wells goes up. He's fouled. He'll shoot two.
Going to get Helms on that one.
That's his third. Altermat's getting ready to check in. 3:26 on the clock in the third. Drayton Wells at the free throw line.
Oh, they got
first one's good.
They called that foul on 25.
Epco?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be his second. It should have been Helm.
It should have been Helm.
That two was down there. Second free throw good. Wells makes them both. He's got nine. 37-35, Liberty. Seymour with the basketball. Helm. Gets it across the timeline, hands it to Johnson. Johnson to Nolan Henry. Nolan Henry gets it to Wyatt Henry. Drives, shoots off the glass for two.
They kind of tried. It's almost like it's a motion isolation
almost.
They're isolating him and running him off screens right now.
37-37. Alex Toon to Parker Toon. Parker Toon out top. Finds Altermat for three. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Parker Toon. Parker Toon goes up for two more. Parker Toon with 8 points. Six coming here in the third. 39-37. Johnson out top on Liberty with the drive. Looks for the kick out and finds Helm. Helm skips it over to Wyatt Henry. That's Nolan. Now Wyatt with the catch. Guarded by Ellett. Dribbles in, picks it up, spins it out. Seymour resets. Johnson with the catch. Goes high off the glass. No good. Altermat with the rebound. Altermat finds Parker Toon. 2:03 to go. Parker Toon to Wells. Wells to Ellett. Altermat looks inside, says, no, I'll shoot the three.
Little pass fake, little ball fake, back to the top, defense bite, he knocked it down.
42-37, 5 points down the game for Blaine Altermat. 1:40 to go in the third. Nolan Henry in the corner, a three put up, no good. Wells gets the rebound. Wells to Parker Toon,
8 points.
Parker's looking to drive in. Pitches it off to Altermat. Carter Ellett. Parker Toon. Parker Toon goes baseline. Up and in for two more. Timeout. Seymour. 44-37. And the crowd likes it. Or half of them do.
Yes.
We're back
the good,
in.
The good half. The good half.
We're back in 30 seconds. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox. All right, welcome back, and it is rocking in Texas County.
It sure is. Liberty on a 7-0 run here in the last minute and 30 seconds.
1:15 to go in the third. Seymour with the basketball. 44-37, Liberty. Epco looking inside. Wyatt Henry out top, working against Ellett. Goes up. Tries to
dunk. All right. That's all right.
Yep. Foul. That'll be on Wells, but there was no dunk. Good job, Drayton. That's his second. So shooting two will be Wyatt Henry. Wyatt Henry has 16 points. And he's going to add to that. Makes the first one. Second free throw by Wyatt Henry is up, and it's no good. Rebound.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Carter Ellett.
There we go. 44-38, Liberty.
Alex Toon out top.
45 seconds left in the third.
Parker Toon catches. They're working there around the volleyball line. Going to go for the last shot. Coming out is Hepco. Now here comes the double team. Picks the dribble up. And
it's
Liberty basketball.
Liberty gets it back.
See, if you'd have known that, that'd be okay.
Yeah.
35 seconds. Now look for Seymour to try and jump Liberty. Here comes a double team. You got to know where you're going. They get it to Parker.
Oh.
Parker to Blaine. Blaine, Alex Toon for three.
He's going to get fouled. That three shot coming.
He is fouled. The shot does not fall, so shooting three, Alex Toon. Alex with 10 points.
So they're going to get
Nolan
Henry on that one.
That's his third. 23 seconds to go, 44-38.
Well, I thought Alex made it.
I did too.
The line, it was right in line with our eyesight.
First one is good.
Alex will get two more. Second one is good.
So Cooper Holden's going to come in for Carter Ellett.
They'll put Cooper on Wyatt, kind of boxing one him, maybe triangling two.
And all three, make all three.
47-38 Liberty. Wyatt Henry with the basketball. Looks to make a move, and he's going to be fouled. And
Cooper Holden.
Yep. So that's just Cooper's first. 16 seconds to go in the third. Tossed it in. It's caught. Nolan Henry. Shot up. No good. And that's going to be Wells, his third.
He picked up all three fouls here in this third.
Yeah. So, to the line, Reese Hepco, 25 on his back for the Seymour Tigers. And I believe Hepco
misses the first.
But he's a junior.
Yeah.
Carter Ellett comes back in. And Liberty will shuffle around here. Second free throw on the way by Hepco. It's up, and it is good. Alex Toon with 10 seconds. Alter Matt for three. Off the rim, no good. Parker with the rebound. And timeout, Liberty.
Woo!
With 3 seconds.
Oh, man.
Yeah, nobody had any possession, but then again, maybe they go backwards a little bit. So 30-second timeout is what we're going to take. We're coming right back. Seagull basketball on the box. All right, welcome back. Liberty will bring it in. 3 seconds to go in the third. Carter Ellett throws it, and a deep three off the mark. No good. Put back. Good. Parker Toon puts it back in at the buzzer. And it's 49-39, Liberty. 8 minutes of regulation to go.
Liberty in the third quarter in a 12-2 run in the last 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah, Seymour scores 11 in that quarter. Liberty 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15, 18, 22. Liberty outscores Seymour 22-11. 8 minutes to go. The winner of this game plays Saturday, 1 o'clock at Republic, and they will play either
Ash Grove or Christian Summit?
I believe that.
Or Christian Academy?
Yeah. I'll look at that.
Packed house here in Houston for this sectional Class 3 Missouri State basketball game. Coming in
this game's far from over.
Coming in tonight, you needed to win two games to get to the Final Four.
This is number one.
This is number one.
Seymour basketball to start the fourth. Altermat, Ellett, Wells, tune and tune on the floor for Liberty. They pitch it into Zimmerman.
Liberty matches back up into man-to-man here coming out. They're going to try to isolate Wyatt Henry as much as they can.
That's
all right. They're going
to... Who'd they...
They got to get Ellett.
Oh, that's his third.
Going back inbound. It's caught by Johnson. Johnson pitches it over to Helms. Helms hands it right back to Johnson. Johnson throws it away. Turnover. Liberty basketball. I've got that as Seymour's eight.
I got it for their nine.
Liberty basketball. Alex Toon catches it in the backcourt. Gets into the front court. Started by Nolan, kicks it into the corner. Altermat for three, in and out, no good. And the rebound taken by Nolan Henry. Long pass down the floor to the baseline. Kicks it back out. Nolan Henry drives, shot up, no good. Well, foul on Wells. Nolan Henry will shoot two.
That's going to be his fourth. Got Pax Hunter coming in.
A lot of time to go. 7:21, 49-39, Liberty. Seymour shooting two. Nolan Henry hits the first one. Paxton Hunter checks in for Drayton Wells. Wells sets on the bench with four fouls. Second one is no good. Paxton gets the rebound. Gets it to Alex. Alex to Parker. Parker, right back to Alex, on the baseline to Carter, out top, Parker, Parker has it stripped, and down the floor, Johnson, oh no, waves it off. Foul will be called on Alex Toon, his first team foul number
three.
And it's on the shot.
I mean, we're less than a minute into this fourth quarter, and there's three fouls already.
Yeah. First free throw is good. Johnson now with 5 points. 49-41. Second one is good. He makes them both. Alex Toon catches. Seymour's going to show a little backcourt pressure. Alex crosses the timeline. Carter Ellett tips out of bounds. And again, pass fake.
Yeah,
look for the bounce pass because,
yeah, they're really attacking the passing balls right now.
Yeah, they've got to get back in it, and it's got them back into the ballgame. High post. Parker. Altermat for three. In and out. No good. Where Seymour went cold. Now Liberty has. Drive to the basket, shot up, no good. Rebound taken by Seymour. Wyatt Henry in the paint. Throws it into the corner, inside, off the glass for two. Reuben Helms. 49-44. Parker Toon, drive, shoots, too strong off the glass. Rebound, Hepco. 5-0 run. Seymour is on. Wyatt Henry brings it out to Hepco. Johnson looks for the drive, loses it out of bounds. It'll be Liberty basketball. Wells comes back in at the six-minute mark with four fouls.
Comes back in for alternate.
You know, Liberty may try to do that offense-defense shift with him. Liberty's needing the point, needing the bucket. High post, Parker. Parker to Wells. Wells out. Alex Toon for three is good.
And a full timeout.
All right. Liberty hits the three, and we'll use the timeout. We'll take 60 and come right back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9. All right, welcome back to Class 3 sectional basketball on the Fox 96.9, Liberty and Seymour. Seymour with the basketball. They are your District 10 champions. Liberty, a little man-to-man, looks like. Johnson will give and go. Gets it to Helms. Helms with the teardrop. It's good. Helms with 14 points now for the Seymour Tigers. And Seymour's going to try some traps in the backcourt. Liberty gets it across. Picked it up too soon. Needs to take it deeper.
Yeah, get deeper.
Yep, Paxton Hunter. Carter Ellett. Carter Ellett looks inside. Back outside. Now here comes the triple team out top. Tip. Caught, though, inside. Wells goes up. Can't get it to go. Gets the rebound. Puts it up and in. Brayton Wells with the bucket. Seymour at the other end.
Going right
at the paint.
You.
Loses the basketball. Picks it back up. Now looks inside.
Straight up.
Reverse layup. Good. Nolan Henry. 54-48, Liberty. Alex Toon, here comes the trap. Over to Parker. Parker's fouled, and that's going to be four on Nolan Henry. That's his team foul number one for Seymour. Liberty brings it in to Alex Toon. Alex Toon, Paxton Hunter. Paxton spins it out top. It's going to take it up and in. Blocked out of bounds. Stays with Liberty. Wyatt Henry got a piece of it. I like the attempt, though, by Paxton attacking.
He had the lane.
Carter Ellett to trigger it in for Liberty. And finds Wells on the baseline. Out top to Paxton. Paxton hands it off to Alex. Alex guarded by Johnson out top. Takes it out top. In the corner, Carter Ellett to Wells. Wells back to Paxton. Paxton at the wing.
Get it reset.
Get it reset. And they do. Alex Toon catches and is fouled by Johnson. 3:57 to go. 54-48.
There we go.
And
going to get Ultimate back in for Paxton Hunter.
Ultimate will inbound. They bring it into Wells. Wells gets it to Parker. Parker guarded by Nolan Henry.
To get out.
In the corner, Ultimate. Well,
attack that.
Yeah. Parker for a three. No good. Gets the rebound and the foul on the floor.
It's going to be on Seymour.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
on Seymour. That's five on Henry. Nolan Henry fouled out.
And it was. I mean, Parker was in the position to get that rebound.
Yeah. So Nolan Henry fouls out with 5 points. 3:37 to go. In the fourth, 54-48 Liberty. Seymour will use all the full 60 seconds to get the player in that they choose. And it'll be Liberty basketball on the baseline. Carter Ellett will inbound. Liberty gonna, I thought they was gonna run a double stack, but they bring it out top to Wells. Wells gets it. Alex Toon. Here comes the double team. And there's a foul. That's how they call the goal game.
It is.
Reese Tepco picked up his third.
That's the fourth team foul. Liberty will be shooting here on out.
From here on out, 3:30 left to go in the game. Alex Stoon finds Carter Ellis.
Uh-oh.
Gets it across. Blaine Altermat for three. Up, no good. And the rebound taken by Seymour. Johnson gets it into the front court. Here's a three. It's no good. Out of bounds. Liberty basketball. Blaine could have caught it.
He could have
thought about it. Now Liberty will swap Altermat with Paxton Hunter. Seymour's going to extend their defense now. Paxton finds Alex. Alex gets it to Carter. Carter finds Parker. Parker back to Paxton. Off to Alex Toon. High post. Inside. Wells up and in the foul.
It is good.
It counts. The shot fake.
Shot fake. Get him up in the air. That's going to be
three on
Helm.
Now an old-fashioned three for Liberty.
So Seymour's going to get a full timeout.
Yeah, we'll keep it here during the timeout. Love the atmosphere. It's loud.
Loud.
And the Liberty Eagles with the lead as we are in that final fourth quarter. Big thank you, Bailey Chevrolet GMC. Also, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank. Current Incorporated. Greg's Body Shop. Mountain View Auto Parts. Also, the guys at Mountain View Lumber. Good group of guys down
there. Oh, yeah. Mountain View Lumber guys.
They're the best.
Steve and Dwayne.
Oh, they're just... And they know their stuff.
Yep.
You know, they're like you guys at the auto parts.
Yep.
You know your stuff. See Andrea McNew, your shelter insurance agent in Mountain View. Also, Simmons Bank. SBU, Taylor Grewball Chevrolet. The anchor in West Plains Bank, Liberty Branch in Mountain View. And... Danny Boyd with Gentleman Jim
got us some water,
some H2O. But anytime you need to tow, give Gentleman Jim a call, 417-934-6594. Drayton Wells going to try and cap off the old-fashioned three. 2:55 remaining in regulation. A lot of game left. And it's good.
9-point ball game.
Seymour brings it in. And Wyatt Henry gets it right back. He'll start the offense. Screen out top. That should have, yeah, and Carter's like, that's going to be Carter, his fourth. And Carter will stay out there. Johnson gets it to Zimmerman. Back to Johnson. From the elbow, shot up, no good. Alex Toon gets the rebound.
Play good defense and rebound.
Yeah.
Last 2 minutes here.
Get a good look. Liberty out top, Paxton Hunter. Paxton gets the double team. Back across. Tip, but caught out high. Wells inside. Reverse layup. It won't fall.
Oh, man.
And now foul. That's going to be five on Wells. Drayton Wells fouls out. With 14 points. 2:19 to go. Drayton has fouled out, and on the other side, Nolan Henry for Seymour has fouled out. So Blaine Altermat will check in. Both teams shoot free throws now.
Yep.
So Drayton will have to watch for the next 2 minutes, 19 seconds, as he has fouled out with 14 points. the line, Wyatt Henry. Shooting two. First one is good. Nice player.
Oh. Supreme player.
Got the size.
Got the size. Can elevate.
Second free throw is good.
Can handle the rock.
Tip. Inbound pass. Out of bounds. Seymour's going to guard. So I would bring off. I'd bring everybody up. Get caught by Parker Toon. Parker to Cart or to Paxton. Paxton gets it to Alex. Blaine Altermat catches in the corner. Hammer turns it over.
And they turned it right back.
They get
over.
It right back. 2:04 to go. 57-50. Coach Harrell is telling his Eagles, calm down.
Calm down. Calm
look
down.
At the scoreboard. Calm down. Run your offense.
Because they're going to end up having to foul you here in about the next 30 seconds.
All right, Alex Toon catches. He'll be picked up by Johnson. Takes it to the right side. As soon as the double team comes, Paxton catches. Paxton to Parker. Parker's going to go all the way in for two. 59-50, Liberty. Johnson's going to drive into the paint. Throws it out top. Here's a three off the rim. No good. Paxton Hunter with the rebound. Paxton back to Alex Toon. Alex Toon gets the double team, gives it up to Hunter. Back out to Alex. Alex to Paxton. Oh, and there's a foul. That's going to be three on Braylon Johnson. And Paxton Hunter will shoot two.
Knock him down, kid. Knock him down.
1:22 on the clock, 59-50, Liberty. In the sectional game of Class 3 at Houston. First one is good. That's the hardest one.
Yep.
Cooper Holden comes into the ball game.
And he's going to pick up Wyatt Henry out top,
I'm sure. Second free throw on the way by Paxton Hunter. It's up. That was no good. Parker Toon with the rebound. And the jump ball, possession arrow, Liberty. 1:20 to go. 60-50, Liberty. Carter Ellett will bring it in on the baseline. And they get it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon out top. And Alex is fouled. And it's going to be 12 or Helms. 24.
Nope,
12. That's his fourth.
It was going to be four either way.
Alex Toon will shoot two. 1:15 to go in regulation. First one is good. Second free throw is on the way for the junior, Alex Toon. It is up and it's good. Alex makes them both. 18 points. Driving in and a dunk for Wyatt Henry. Timeout. 1:09 to go. 62-52. We'll keep it here the remainder of the contest. And it's, you know, here it is, man.
This goes back here to everything that you've done all season. Rebound, shoot free throws. That's going to win your ball game. I mean, you're
don't force
under
anything.
2 minutes. What? How much time's left?
109. 109.
Okay. So you're 109. All you have to do is rebound. Don't turn it over.
Yeah.
And make your free throws. Which right now Liberty's doing an excellent job.
Well, it's.
I mean, they've done an excellent job keeping Wyatt Henry in check this second half. I mean, what's he got? 6, 8, 9?
Yeah. Well, they've kind of face guarded him.
He takes himself out.
Yeah.
And lets the offense get going, and then he's kind of like an isolated motion there.
right, Liberty basketball. And Seymour's going to extend their defense the length of the floor. Backs it up.
And
Liberty
turns
it over. Backs it through it one way, and Liberty went the other.
Lane should have just turned around. He went to screen for Alex, but there was nobody guarding him.
Yeah. So, 108. That kind of really helped Seymour out a bunch. They get it into the corner. Here's a three off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Seymour. Kick out. Another three top of the key. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound.
Foul.
Seymour top of the key. Here's a drive. Give up. Shot. Good. That was Hepko. And Liberty turns it over again. There's the trap and the foul.
Two turnovers on inbound passes.
Yeah. 62-56. 38 seconds to go. And the foul is on Colin Zimmerman. That's his first. So you know he's going to be Colin Zimmerman, 14. If you're a Liberty player, you got to know if he's coming at you.
Yeah.
He's going to foul you.
He's going to foul you.
That's. So Alex Thune will shoot two. 38 seconds in regulation. Makes the first one. Second free throw on the way. And
oh,
rims out. Wyatt Henry with the rebound.
Here it comes.
Pulls up for three. Off the rim, no good. Alex Thune with the rebound. Alex is fouled again by number 14, Colin Zimmerman. 28 seconds to go. Alex will shoot two. It's 63-56, Liberty. Alex Thune shooting two. Alex with 13, 16, 19 points. Makes the first one. Again, Drayton Wells fouled out in the fourth. He had 14. Second free throw is up, and it's good. He makes them bold.
Timeout, Liberty.
We'll keep it here again. 28 seconds in regulation. 65-56. It'll be Seymour Tiger basketball. They'll have to inbound it at Liberty's end. But, you know, again, the Liberty not really all in sync.
Right.
When because Seymour's long enough, you know, they're putting Wyatt Henry on whoever's tossing it in.
Yeah. Him and Hepko. Hepko's right
yeah,
up there.
Yeah,
I mean, he's 6'3". So they're really putting pressure on the inbound. And, like, the inbounders, if the ball handlers are not getting good screens, you know, they're throwing it to a spot.
Right.
And there's nobody there.
But, like, you know, Blaine was going to set, but nobody would
follow
him.
Yeah, nobody
recognized. Turn around and look at the guy throwing
yeah,
it in.
I let Blaine Altman shoot free throws all day.
Because if you catch it, they're going to foul you. They're going to foul you. Because, like, if you're Liberty, if you get it in, take the 10-second violation, and then it's 18 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, 65-56. Seymour basketball. Now, Liberty is going to kind of extend their defense. They get it in to Wyatt Henry.
Comes the screen.
Yep, there's the screen. Wyatt's going to take it in and dunk. Liberty gets it in. Alex Thune gets it. Oh, there's finally a foul. And that's going to be four on Helm.
9.4 seconds left.
Liberty's got a date in Republic.
Yes,
Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Saturday dance.
And look it up, Steve.
Yeah.
Alex Thune shooting two. good. 66-58. Tanner Griffith checks into the ball game for the senior, Wyatt Henry. Gets a hug from his coach, Coach Hastings, and the Seymour community stands and applauds. They know what a great basketball player looks like because they're staring at him. Second free throw's no good. The rebound taken by Helms. Helms going to take it all the way down and get the layup. And that's the ball game. Liberty gets the win. 66-60. And Liberty has now won 20 in a row. And they improved to 27-2 as they pick up a state tournament victory in the sectionals over Seymour. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a break where I can add all this stuff up, and we'll come back and we'll kind of put this game to bed. Liberty wins 66-60. We're back in 3 minutes. All right, welcome back. Liberty wins 66-60. And going through the scoring for Seymour, Braylon Johnson finishes with 6, Wyatt Henry 23. Truman Helms, 16, Reese Hepko with 8, and Nolan Henry with 5. The Seymour Tigers scored 17 in the first, 11 in the second, 11 in the third, 21 in the fourth. Liberty scoring, Parker Toon, 14, Alex Toon, 22, Carter Ellett, 5, Paxton Hunter, 6, Lane Altermat, 5, Drayton Wells, 14. Liberty scored 10 in the first. They were outscored by 7, 10-17. And then Liberty scores 17 to Seymour's 11. And at the half, it was a one-point ball game, 28-27. But then Liberty really went to work in the third. They outscored Seymour 22-11.
They went on a 12-2 run to end that third quarter.
Well, that run actually kind of started in the second.
Yeah.
You know, or Liberty started to apply their dominance.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. I mean, they finished the first half strong, and then they came out in that second half, went on that 12-2 run, and that was, I mean, that was the separation for the whole second half was that 12-2 run.
Well, and like, you know, we were talking and mentioning it that, you know, Seymour was, man, they were bombing it.
Well, they were 7-14 from the three line in the first half.
Yeah.
And then 8-26. 1-3 in the second quarter,
right.
In the second half.
You know, and good job by Coach Harrell.
Yeah.
Not just sticking with, don't go out there, you know, because that creates something
just,
else.
Just play your defense.
You know, if you're a 6'8 guy, and I'm not knocking, he's a great player. But if Wyatt Henry wants to shoot threes from back behind 3-point line, guess what? We got a 6'8 guy down there to rebound.
Yeah.
We'll take that. We'll
give him that.
And Liberty stayed with it. So did Seymour. But Liberty guarded a little different in the second half.
They did. They came out. They played man-to-man a lot in that second half, which is very uncharacteristic for this team because, I mean, you're normally in that 2-3 matchup or 1-3-1. But, you know, they jumped into that man-to-man and was able to have, you know, the athletes in Carter Ellett, in Cooper Holden, in Alex Toon to really put the pressure on Wyatt Henry to not let him do what he did in that first half.
Yeah. Well, it was, you know, kind of like, you know, Liberty is so athletic. They can play man-to-man.
Yeah.
As athletic as they are, they're able to face. And that was Rob Brown. When Rob came and watched, I think, the Liberty tournament, you know, he's like, Liberty's, they're fine. They're athletic enough. They can play man-to-man.
Yeah.
You know, and Liberty's kind of been leaning on that man-to-man defense, and it's worked out well, but it's, well, you know, when you advance, and I mean, I am so thankful for, to be able to be part of this, and because it is such a riot.
Oh, it's this, I mean, you, me, Ricky.
Yeah.
Dylan. I mean, from football season.
Yeah.
We've been riding a wave of Liberty sports here that, I mean, we go Final Four football.
Yeah.
Now we're to the
to the final eight.
One more game.
We're the final eight in the basketball season. Play Saturday, we're back to the final four. For a couple little has-beens, it's kind of nice to sit up here and watch this.
Well, yeah, and just, you know what, it's the community. You know, you folks.
Oh, dude, this atmosphere, this crowd. I mean.
And it is.
Kudos. Bravo. Bravo, yeah. Mountain View Bird Street.
Yeah, it's, I mean, this is something that you can never, as a community, as, you know, friends of the parents of the players or friends of the athletes playing. I mean, this is something that is so easily taken for granted of because, you know, well, they'll be back next year.
Yeah.
Man.
That don't happen.
This is really difficult to get to this point. One win away from a Final Four. One win away from a trip to Columbia. And, you know, I mean, it's down to eight. It's so people will look back and, you know, we said it last week. You won the district. Now you're remembered.
Yep.
Now you're never forgotten. Everybody that will step foot into the gym will
see your name.
And they'll see your name. And they'll see their record. So, but, it, you know, we got to keep it rolling. Got to keep it rolling. Coach Harrell, again, we congratulate him and, you know, all the faculty members at Liberty, Mountain View Birch Tree, Liberty School District. We, you know, thank you guys for all the hard work you do. But Liberty will play Saturday, 1 o'clock. At Republic. Now, for you folks listening, you have to buy your tickets digitally.
Yeah.
That's, you know, they don't.
I think they started here tonight for this one.
Yeah, now it's all digital. Districts, it's the part of the state tournament, but it's still kind of locally, you know. But now it's all Michigan. It's from here on out, it's all state. And, you know, Liberty 27-2. 20 wins in a row.
20 in a row.
I mean, you know, when this, again, this will be talked about for a long, long time. And Saturday, I kind of think that it will probably be that New Heights
Christian.
You know, Skyline beat Stockton was the favorite to come out of that district and then win this regional. But, well, Stockton got upset. That's why, you know, you play the games and, you know, Skyline is everybody that's here now is good.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
there's, you know, you're not going to go, well, oh yeah, we got it made.
Yeah. Well, no. They had a weak district. Well,
doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter anymore.
It does not matter. I mean, you know, Seymour, what a great season. You folks that are tuned in, you know,
kudos. That's a heck of a ball team. Probably the best ball team that Liberty faced outside of the Bunker or the Hartville team.
Dixon. I mean, I know Liberty really throttled Dixon, but they just played exceptional that game. But yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of good teams. But Seymour, you Seymour fans out there, you know, the fight that you had in you all year long, tough conference, tough district. You come out district champions. All these boys will be remembered. In the same breath that the Liberty Eagles will remember because there'll be a banner hanging up in the Seymour Gym. Well, for Dan back in studio, Tyler, I'm Gary Lee, and we will see you all again Saturday for more Liberty basketball on the Fox 96.9. God bless and good night.